Welcome everybody. Hey, football season is here. Monday, Thursday, Friday Night Lights, Saturday college football, NFL on Sunday, almost every day of the week. We got some pigskin to watch. Am I right?
Yeah, you right.
Let's get into it, man. Let's start with a little college football. Talk to me. Let's see what we got.
Obviously, college football season has started, and like us college football fans know, there's such thing as week zero, which means as the big schools play the more littler schools, and, you know, that means big blowouts happen. And, but there's some instances, like, you know, years back in 2000, like Appalachian State, beat Michigan, and probably the biggest upset in college football history, but that's a fluke.
Yeah, that happens every
now. Every now and then. But let's talk about some of these big, humongous, big blowouts to happen first before we get into the real business.
Let's go.
Oklahoma, ranked number 20, beat Arkansas State 73-0.
Yeah, they were probably favored by 40 points in that game.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably not wrong about that.
That's definitely a warm-up game. But those smaller schools, they get to play those big schools, and they get a big check for it.
Very big check.
So it helps them out a lot.
Helps them out. Another one is Notre Dame beat Tennessee State by 56-3. That's ridiculous. Oregon beat Portland State 81-7.
Portland State has a football team?
I ain't
even never heard of Portland State before.
Now, another one is, this is not as bad because Virginia's not in a little school, but Tennessee did beat Virginia 49-13.
Tennessee legit. Who are they ranked this year? They top
10. Why not the 12?
They're legit. They lost their quarterback, but they got a lot of talent on that roster.
USC, but no defense, beat San Jose State 56-28. Mm-hmm. They just doubled their points, but again, the same problem last year, which was what?
Say it again. USC, they don't got no defense.
Yeah,
their defense sucks.
Yeah,
already know that's what that is with them. Their quarterback, just that same coach that came from Oklahoma.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley went over to USC. Brought all the quarterback play. He can get you a quarterback. He can get you some offense.
But he never had no defense. Never had no defense.
That's fine with me. I don't want USC or Oklahoma to win anything. So
The last one is Michigan being East Carolina 30-3. So those are some, you know, out of the line type scores.
Remember we were looking at some of the point spreads for the next week, and they had like some teams that were favored for at 40 something points.
Yeah,
bro. And why are y'all even playing them dudes? It's basically like you said, a varsity team playing a freshman team.
Yeah,
it had no business playing. It's just like a warm up. It is what it is.
And the thing about it, like to me, the big thing about it is like some of these teams, we talked about it earlier. But some of these teams like Ohio State, Michigan, and USC, I understand they just play who's on their schedule, but they don't play no one. Like, even from week zero to, like, week, like, four or five, they play no one.
Bro, they division, some of those conferences are not very good.
They're not like the ACC, and people talking about the ACC before James Wilson was going there, one through the teams.
Mm-hmm.
The ACC ain't have no one. Ain't Clemson in the ACC, too?
Yeah.
Clemson don't play no one.
No, they don't.
Right now, it's since September 4th, 9:25. Clemson is losing to Duke 7-13. And Clemson's waking up at 7. And Clemson, that was the same problem last year. They had a great defense, no offense.
Yeah.
No offense at all. So right now, it's looking bad for Clemson. But, you know, by the end of this podcast, Clemson's going to win again or turning up. But as right now, it's looking really bad for them.
Before we get in the prime in Colorado, let's talk a little LSU, Florida State.
I'll tell you one thing, man. Jane Daniels is funny. But Jordan Travis. Jordan Travis, man. It seems like he's bringing back the Samuels from back in the prime days with Jameis Winston. So he had 342 yards passing, four touchdowns, did do one pick. Sadly, but you know he played great. Florida State ended up beating him 45-24. It was close, but until that second half, 31 points run off just like that.
I don't want to even just talk like about that. It. I don't even care about that. All I care about is Brian Kelly
talking all that.
Went to LSU.
Yeah,
first got down there. He's from the East Coast. He's down there talking. He got a Southern accent. First of all, that
throws up the whole thing. Yeah,
and now before this big game, first game of season, he's out there telling the media This is his quotes. This is not some people they thought they heard him say. He said, we're going to whoop the heck. He used the word heck. Out of Florida State. And that didn't happen. They played good the first half. I think they were up 3 points.
Yeah, about to say, OSU played good the first half. Yeah, that second half, boy, Jordan Travis went crazy.
Yeah, so he might want to shut up and just play some football. I know you want to motivate your players, but do that in the locker room. And then after the game, you can talk. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You made yourself look stupid by making those comments before the game.
But the thing about that is, like, I like coaches who have confidence. That's just me, though. No. I agree with you on that. I like coaches that have confidence. But for this to be your first year in the LSU.
That's the second year. He was there last year.
That's my bad.
Yeah.
Playing against Florida State. Jordan Travis is going to be a great quarterback. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing is that the receiver, Keon Coleman, has nine receptions, 122 yards, 3 touchdowns, right?
Yeah.
Someone said, ain't Angel Reese 6'4"? Put it on Keon Coleman. But that was funny. But yeah, at the end of the day, you know, Florida State dominated LSU, especially in that fourth quarter. They were getting anything they wanted.
Makes
honestly.
You wonder
yeah.
if LSU... It was a neutral site, but it was in Florida. So it was mostly Florida fans there.
Florida State fans there. Yeah.
They played in Orlando. It's kind of like one of those kickoff games.
It's not really neutral, but yeah. if it's in your state, you're going to have most of the fans.
Yeah, wasn't like they played it in Dallas or something.
If it was, say, Dallas or Bama or something like that, it would be different.
They played
it
in Florida. So it was kind of a home game for them for the most part. The fans were pulling for...
different stadium.
Florida State.
Different stadium, but 80% Florida State fan.
All that being said, it makes you wonder if Florida State is really that good, or they just...
No, that was domination.
I think
Florida State is in... They're now in college football playoff contention as of right now. They are in college... Because they're ranked number 8, they just beat 5 LSU. They're going to be a minimum 6.
I don't care about preseason rankings.
No, this ain't preseason. Right now, this is season rankings.
Okay,
my point is, this is
everyone's first game. Basically, when the rankings come out, those rankings come out before the season starts.
Get this. If you just said a couple minutes ago, Florida State don't play no one. So they could really
still,
turn them
down. It's still preseason rankings.
I agree with you. I mean, I'm just saying, we end the season now. So I'm just saying, we really into it. This ain't May when they... doing preseason rankings.
I understand.
This is September now.
I understand we say certain teams don't play many good teams, but you got to think about the rivalry part of some of these games.
Yeah.
And you're playing if the ACC, if they're playing certain teams, who's to say?
While the games happen,
who's to say Miami won't give them a good game?
Yeah.
Or they have to go up to Syracuse or something like that. All of a sudden, they struggle in that game.
People say the same thing when it comes to Auburn and Bama.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, Bama going to blow them out. Auburn be giving them a good one for their money sometimes.
Rivalry games are tough.
That's in high school, college, and football. Yeah. And football and NFL.
That's Longhorns.
Yeah.
They lost to Kansas.
That's why I don't talk about that. Yeah. All right, but another game, the fight for Carolina. North Carolina versus South Carolina. Even North Carolina. Ranked number 21, South Carolina as of right now is not ranked.
You mean
for
the
sure.
Gamecocks lost?
The Cox?
Yeah, the Cox lost.
The Cox lost?
Oh, man.
How about them big Cocks? How about them?
Didn't they get that quarterback from Oklahoma?
So Spencer Rattler had him last year.
How'd he play? Only had 17 points. He couldn't have done much.
He actually had a lot of yards passing. No touchdowns. Got sacked 9 times. Got sacked 9 times.
O-line played bad.
O-line played really bad. He was slinging it, but not slinging enough to where he could score more than 17 points. He threw no touchdowns, threw no picks. He's had a lot of yards. It's like Kirk Cousins, but yeah, so.
you gotta jab at Captain Kirk like that?
Yeah, so, and Tar Heels, you know, QB May, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. You know, he's the highest mechanic. People have him as being the runner-up behind Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
269 yards passing. He had a really good game, but, you know, 2 picks obviously ain't something to...
Caleb Williams is not going to win the Heisman again.
No, I don't think. It's only been one person in college football history in back-to-back Heisman. Who is that?
Archie Griffin from the Ohio State.
Say that again. So I think...
I think it was back in the 70s.
My opinion, Caleb Williams, great quarterback, but people are hopping him up because, first of all, this is a weak quarterback class. It's not no strong quarterback class when it's going to be coming to the NFL. Even just in general college football, there were not that many great quarterbacks in college football right now. So they go overhype this dude. In my opinion, I'm being honest, before we talk about him late in a couple minutes, Travis Hunter and Shadeer Sanders and what's his name? Marvin Harrison Jr. He had a rocky start against in the first game against Indiana. He had a kind of rocky start. He did not play good that game. But I think those three, in my opinion, we'll see how the rest season goes. Right now,
it's gonna be tough for a wide receiver to win the Heisman.
Last time that happened,
Desmond Howard won the Heisman.
Okay,
but he was like a wide receiver.
He played a lot. Yeah, he played everything.
Tim Brown won the Heisman, but he also returned punts. Yeah, at Notre Dame. So I don't know.
I mean, it's kind of because
Randy Moss should have won it, but I think he didn't get it because he went to a small school.
Yeah, Marshall.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but another thing is that, like, it's pretty tough for skilled players to win it. No, I won't say that. I'll say it's tough for receivers / corners / returners to win it because we've seen, like, say, Charles Woodson, Tim Brown, and Desmond Howard, and should have won it, in my opinion. Jabril Peppers should have won it a couple years back. But, yeah, it's kind of tough for those position receivers to win. Now, we've seen running backs win it before.
Yeah.
Reggie Bush, which he should have the trophy.
Running back win a lot because they touch the ball a lot because they just get it straight from the running back. But the wide receiver, you got to get open. You mean
straight from the quarterback?
The wide receiver's got to get open. The quarterback has to be accurate.
It has to block. Yeah.
It's a lot has to happen.
For a receiver to
win the Heisman. So it's going to be tough for Marvin Harrison Jr., to actually get enough numbers to
get a nod, even be in the race for it.
Yeah, I mean, he can get invited, but actually winning it, that's gonna be tough. Let's get to what we want to talk about. What we really came to talk about today is who
that would be the Colorado versus TCU game. Obviously, we've been hearing about it like crazy. Deion Sanders had them boys playing, had them playing their butts off this past game. Had his son, 510 yards, 4 touchdowns, and another thing people don't even talk about, that's Edwards.
Yeah, the running back.
Yeah, the running back. He had 5 receptions for 135 yards and 3 touchdowns. Not even including his rushing. His rush was only at 24 yards, but he had a touchdown rushing too. That's 4 touchdowns.
I think he's a 5-star running back coming out of high school, if I'm not mistaken. I think he's a freshman.
No. He is a true freshman. You might be right about that 5-star.
Him and Travis Hunter
had 11 yards reception, 119 yards receiving. Receiving yards, no touchdowns receiving, but he should have caught that one. We all watched that one. But he had a great side. He played great on both sides of the ball.
I mean,
he had a pick for him.
He had 100 plus snaps in a football game.
Total. Talk about stamina a little.
That's unbelievable.
That's what John Deion didn't even do. I don't think.
No. Deion never played wide receiver full time like that.
Yeah.
And this dude, he would get a rest every now and then, but for the most part, he was out there almost every snap. Yeah. I don't see him doing that the whole season.
No, I think he really pulled out for this game. Like, he really pulled out all the tricks and really pulled deep into his bag, Deion did, for everything.
Yeah.
For everything for this game, so.
I don't know, man. We'll see. I mean, the kid looked amazing. Thing is, he's so good on both sides, you don't really know if he's a wide receiver or a corner. When he goes into the draft, he can do both. Is obvious.
I mean, to me, there's nothing wrong with that. That makes him expandable. That makes it. You can use him in multiple ways. I mean, he's a unicorn.
You draft him.
That's what I like.
Richard Sherman said it's harder to pay cornerback than it is wide receiver in the NFL. What do you think about that?
That's true. I mean, that's in any level of football. I mean, to me, corner is right behind quarterback for the hardest position in football. Cause get this, you have to. The receiver know what he gonna do. You don't know what the receiver's
gonna
do. Like you don't know. You don't pause, but you don't know what the receiver's gonna do.
Yeah, you're right.
You have no idea what the receiver's gonna do, and you're playing as what, and depending on what level you're playing in college and NFL, you're playing as world class athletes.
Yeah.
Who possibly could be a Randy Moss type, bodybuilder, or could have Tyreek Hill / Double Green / Deion Sanders type speed and just run right past you if you're not fast yourself. But that's why they got different ways. Okay, you a press corner, get up in his face. It's the male blunt board.
Yeah.
But then within 5 yards, do whatever you want. Push to the sidelines if you even have to.
Yeah.
Or you're gonna play off, you're gonna play outside level, you're gonna play inside level, you're gonna play zone, you're gonna play temp, you're gonna play cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're gonna see what you're gonna do as a corner, so you're gonna play a zone corner, man corner, in my opinion. I think if you're a man corner, I think that'd be better. Because you can get a zone. I mean, I'm not saying you can get just a random zone corner out of the draft or out of free agency. But if you a man corner, you can play man really good. That's really big for a team. Because that means you could put that corner on the number one receiver. Not clamp him up, but at least slow him down. And at least take him out of the game. Well, if you put your light down corner like that.
In the NFL, that's tough nowadays. Because they don't really let corners grab and hold like they used to.
No, they don't.
There's only one corner that does that now.
And that's Sauce Gardner.
And he's just going into his second year, which was odd for them to let him play that way. Yeah. They let him play like he's still in college.
Literally.
That was weird. You never seen a corner.
Yeah, because they don't call PI like that in college.
No, bro. They let you play, which is fine with me.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, let him play unless it's like something super crazy. But.
Yeah, but they doubted my boy Deion. I mean, to be honest with you, I ain't going here in front. I had doubts too right away. I figured he would have a good season. But for him to come out and dominate, the offense was clicking on every level.
But
defense didn't play well.
For me, I'm gonna say like I want to see Deion win, but this first year, I thought he had a chance to win this game, which they ended up did winning. But I don't think Colorado's even gonna win 8 games. I don't think they're even gonna win 9 games. That's just me. First year off the bat, he had these boys rolling first game, but get this. There's more than one game in the season. Yeah. More than one game in the season. Yeah. I just don't think first season he's going to... He might get a pro... Not pro bowl. He might get a bowl game nod. He might get a bowl game nod. That's just me.
CJ,
another thing...
What you understand is you only need 6 wins to get to a bowl game.
If he get that.
Oh, he'll get that.
We'll see.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say first year, I want to see Deion win, but I'm just going by what I think. Now, his second year, anything can happen. I think his second year, he could really get a top 25, top 15 team.
Bring up his schedule. Because this week they play in Nebraska. And Nebraska lost last week. And this is going to be the first game at home for Colorado. So, Nebraska probably going to get whooped. I expect Colorado to be 2-0. If they go 2-0, you got to put them in the top 25 after that. You think?
So you tell me that after that they ain't got no choice.
Nah, they gonna put him in the top 25.
I saw. Here comes the
let's break down schedule. I'll tell you if they got a win or loss. Let's go.
Nebraska.
Win.
Who is this team? Some random team. CSU. Who is this?
Colorado State University.
Yeah, Colorado State. That's my bad. Colorado win. State University. Oregon.
Loss.
USC.
Loss.
Arizona State.
Loss.
There you go. Stanford.
Win.
Bye week. Then UCLA.
Win. So how many wins that give them?
So you said TCU. Yeah, TCU obviously they won. Nebraska. Colorado State.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon, USC, they lost. Nah.
No, I got 3 wins.
So you got them be in Oregon too?
No, finish.
Okay, so you got Nebraska, Colorado State, Oregon, USC, Arizona State. You said they lose Arizona State.
Who else they got?
Stanford and UCLA.
UCLA is their last game, are you sure?
Last game, yes. That's how they got. My bad.
How many games do they have?
They got 13 games. My bad. Then have Oregon State. Then have Arizona.
That'd be Arizona.
Washington State.
Washington State's not very
good. And then they lose to Utah.
I can definitely see 6 wins in there. I mean, after they win this week against Nebraska, that's already 2.
Yeah.
They'll be 2-0, and they definitely I can definitely see them winning 4 more games in there to get them to a bowl game. So I definitely see Prime getting his boy to the pro game bowl game his first year. Instead of last year,
they only won 1 game. That's bad.
So yeah,
that's your opinion. So let me see. I think they beat TCU. They beat Colorado State. I always won TCU. That's 1 game already. They beat Colorado State. They beat Stanford. And they beat Washington State. And they beat Arizona. That's only 5 wins to me.
Okay.
I think they win 5.
We'll see. They already got the upper hand. They beat a team that was already ranked.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not saying TCU is some great team, but they came into the season ranked
17.
They were in the bowl. They were in the championship game last
year.
That
was 65-7, but yeah.
They didn't look like the same team considering that their defense was pretty decent last year.
With TCU?
Yeah. But they lost. Of course, they got dog walked in the championship game.
That messed up everything.
Yeah, but they didn't look too good Saturday. But hey, it is what it is, man. All that being said, my boy Prime is 1-0, and I'm pulling for him, and I hope he goes on and gets into a bowl game, fixes that program, prove all this Dallas wrong. Because he's definitely headed that way right now.
Another game that happened this past week is Penn State versus West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Penn State is ranked number 7. West Virginia is not ranked as of right now. Penn State beat them 15-38.
Mm-hmm. There wasn't too many really good games this week, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It was only one like ranked teams ranked two teams ranked in the top 10.
And that was the LSU game. Florida State, yeah.
The best game of the week definitely was that
Colorado
game.
TCU game, yeah.
The Longhorns took care of business the first week against Rice.
Yes.
They did what they're supposed to do.
Quinn Ewers was now, I didn't even watch the game like that, you know, I had to have a JOB. Uh-huh. So I would like for you to explain what happened during that game. But
Quinn Ewers, the quarterback, cut off his mullet, lost some weight. He said he stopped eating Chick-fil-A. But he's still doing the same thing, throwing to one wide receiver. Now, I'm saying Worthy is great. Worthy reminds me of Deshaun Jackson type wide receiver. They got the same frame.
That's actually not a bad.
Same hands.
That's actually not a bad.
Yeah, he reminds me of him. So, he's really good, don't get me wrong. I can see why he wants to throw to him all the time. But look, dude, I'm going to need you to spread that ball around, Paul. Spread it around more so to other players so everyone can get their touches. You know what I'm saying? He was doing that last year. You would think as many times he throws a Worthy that they would be in sync more than what they are. Because he'll be throwing a Worthy 20 times a game. And he'll still overthrow him. So, man, if you're throwing it to him that much in the game, I know in practice you're doing the same thing. So, why is your timing still off?
It's crazy, not wrong. Because the crazy thing is that it's like, get this. Whatever you do in practice, you most likely going to do in the game.
Yes. You can't tell me you're throwing the other dudes in
practice. No. Okay. Since you said all he throw to is Worthy, Lester got the targets. He do 10 times to Worthy. 6 time to Sanders.
Okay, the
tight end. And 4 time with the Winnington. I mean, that's not a bad, and A.D. Mitchell threw the 6 times. That's not a bad, you know, when it comes to spread, that's not a bad spread. I mean, it's not bad. I mean, of course, you're going to throw to your number one receiver, you think, most of the time. Not a bad spread, but
now what
last year, you was right. There have been times where Worthy's wide open on the crossing route and throw it out of bounds or you. It's not timing. It's called accuracy. That's his problem. It's not timing. To me, it got nothing to do with timing.
Same thing.
Timing is different. Timing means you throw it whenever he's not open, and when he is open, you don't throw it. That's different.
Okay.
It's called accuracy. He throws the ball to him. It is not accurate. That's all.
You know what I think his problem is?
What?
His arm is extremely strong.
And he throws it too hard.
Not only that, he has terrible footwork. If you watch him in the pocket, he doesn't do the correct throwing motions with his feet. He don't plant his feet
right.
Yes,
he does.
He just uses, I got the strongest arm in the Big 12. So, my bad. So I'm just going to sling this thing down the field. Sometimes he overthrows it. It's not, like you say, he's not accurate because he just uses his arm. He don't work on his footwork. In the field, you're going to get killed doing that.
Yeah, because you got 3 seconds less than that to throw the ball.
Put Malik Murphy in the game.
Well, he did play in the game, actually.
Yeah, that's who needs to be quarterbacking. If Ewers plays bad this week against Alabama, snatch his ass out there, snatch him out the game, and put the brother in the game. I'm sorry, that's what I would do.
I got faith in Ewers, but Malik Murphy's also my boy. So if that happens, I would agree with you on that. But I don't think Quinn Ewers is going to play back. I think we are going to run in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and beat Bama. Say what you want. Y'all can say I'm being biased because I'm a Texas fan. I don't care. We running up in Tuscaloosa, Bama, and whooping Alabama in their own house.
That wouldn't shock
me. I promise you that. At least by 10 points.
That wouldn't shock me.
Say, Quinn Ewers got to look like Colt McCoy in 2010. Watch. I'm telling you.
You got a shoulder hurt?
I'm telling you. No, I'm talking about regular season. Good regular season, Colt McCoy.
Alabama do is hurt like quarterbacks, bro.
That's what they've been doing. Try that 2010 BCS championship game. They beat that. No, they... Duke is up 19-7, the Clemson. But yeah, I'm about to say, all they do is hurt our quarterback. Did that 2010 BCS game against Bama. They hurt Cole McCoy. We had them losing that game at the end. We had no business losing that game. No business. And now, last year, Quinnick whooping them. Threw a deep ball to Xavier Worthy. We rolling. Rolling. Man, Quinnick was threw the ball away. Then hit him. Put all his weight on his shoulder. Subway his shoulder. And he was he never been the same after that. Never been the same.
Jameer Gibbs did a number on us too last year in Alabama. He caught some screen passes. Took him
to the house.
Yeah. He's going to be a problem this year with the Lions.
We'll see.
I don't know if we're not talking NFL right now, but the Lions going to be a problem this year, bro. I'm telling you. And I'm going to go ahead and say it right now. They're going to beat Kansas City on Thursday.
Okay, we'll begin getting to that in a
couple minutes.
Yeah, I heard minutes. That. They're going to beat
Kansas City.
We'll begin to that in a couple minutes.
Chris Jones going to be at home on his couch. Y'all need to pay me.
Begin to that in a couple minutes.
Y'all can't stop the run without me at now.
Begin to that in a couple minutes. So another team we'll talk about before we get to that. That talk you was talking about NFL is Ohio State. Ohio State, of course, has the yearly Indiana scare where in the first half, Indiana always is in the game with them. Seems like it because they was only up 10-3 in the first half against Indiana, and they didn't win the game 23-3. Ohio State is probably the funniest team in the past 10 years.
Who's Ohio State's real quarterback this year?
It's what's his name? Kyle McCord. I can think of his last name. McCord is his last name, though. Oh. I mean, I can't think of his first name, my bad. But yeah, McCord, 239 yards passing, no touchdowns and one pick. And obviously, the two biggest receivers on their team. What's his name? Igba? Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Igba. He only had 16 yards receiving. Marvin Harrison Jr. only had 18 yards receiving against Indiana's defense. It's kind of shaky. But, yeah, you need to ask me. But, yeah, win is a win. Say what you want. But that was kind of a shaky when you asked me when it comes to Ohio State.
They're going
to
get dogged out this year again.
By Michigan.
Tell you, Michigan going to beat them. When they play them, this time they're playing in the big house in Michigan.
They're playing Michigan this time?
Tell you, Michigan going to whoop them boys this year. And whooped them last year, actually. It was a close game, and then Michigan pulled away in the second half.
Yeah, the second half.
So, they're going to... Yeah. Michigan going back to the Final Four, bro.
They're going to get dog-walked again.
All they got to do is beat Ohio State.
And they're gonna get dog walked.
We don't know about that. We'll see. I always like Michigan. I don't know why. It's just the blue and
you gold. Do.
I always like their logo and I don't know what it is about.
But who is your number one team
in college football? Oh, the Longhorns.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So now it's gonna get into the the number one league in the world when it comes to
soccer.
American
football. Okay.
When it comes to American
football.
Nah, not that. I'm gonna chill out.
Okay.
But yeah, so obviously a couple minutes ago you were just talking about the Lions and Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
So give me your statements about that game that's going on this Thursday at 7:30 PM on NBC.
The Detroit Lions traveled to Kansas City, the place where they were supposed to have great barbecue, but I'm calling cap. I've had it wasn't really that good.
Yeah,
but anyway.
You know. Better barbecue in Texas and Memphis.
By far.
Yeah, but Texas,
we got
them
beat. Anyway,
yeah.
Kansas City has a great football team. They just won the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes has won two Super Bowls in the last 4 years. Am I got that about right?
You
won two Super Bowls in the last 4 years, something like that?
Right on the nail.
Okay. They're getting their Super Bowl rings. And the Detroit Lions are going to go up in there and spoil the party. They will win
by how much?
I'm going to predict Detroit 30 and the Chiefs 27.
Okay, so obviously you think that the Chiefs are not going to cover the spread because the spread is 6.5.
Yeah, they're not going to cover if they lose. They don't cover, son. That's what that means.
All right, chill out. All right. So you think Jared Goff is going to have them boys rolling for
the game? I think Jared Goff is legit. I don't think he's no
legit,
world beater.
Okay, so legit, what do you mean? You talking about top 10 or top 15 quarterback?
He's been to a Super Bowl already.
Okay, so what? Nick Foles been to Super Bowl.
I don't care. He's been to a Super Bowl. He has that on his resume. It's a lot of quarterbacks. My bad. He's done more than
that. So my bad. I'm supposed to be scared of Jimmy Garoppolo?
He's done more than Dak Prescott.
Must be scared. Who cares about Dak Prescott? So I'm just saying, you talking about... No, I don't talk about that. You're talking about quarterbacks with Super Bowl appearances. Am I scared of Jimmy Garoppolo?
It's not about being scared. It's about the team, bro. No, I think Jared Goff can get them to a Super Bowl.
Tripping
he can.
You think Jared Goff gonna get a Super Bowl?
Why not?
No, Jared Goff was really good in those Rams years. Detroit
only has one problem.
That's
what. Well, I'm sorry, they have two problems.
And three.
No,
and four.
They have two major problems. Do you want me to explain what their problems
explain,
are?
Explain.
The problem is they're the Detroit Lions. That's the very first problem.
So, I'm just... It continue?
Yeah. Continue. Okay. Their first problem is they're the Detroit Lions. Their second problem is their defense is shaky.
Oh. They
if their defense plays better, which they did add a little bit to their defense, if their defense plays better, they can be a powerhouse in the NFC. The NFC is ripe for the taking. There ain't too many really good teams in the NFC this year, bro.
Ooh.
Let's keep it gangster. Come on. It ain't no really good teams in the NFC. So the Detroit Lions, I know this sounds crazy.
You talking spicy, huh?
They ain't never won nothing.
He's talking crazy. All right, so you said no good NFC. So I want you.
I said there's no really good team.
So I want you to define me a really good NFC team. I got you with some teams right now, buddy. You ready?
Go ahead.
You ready?
I'm listening.
You got the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay, they're a good team.
You got the San Francisco
49ers.
I'm gonna need you to say this.
Break down each team.
Okay. Break down the Eagles first. Down the Eagles first.
The Eagles
do this.
Have a tons of talent on offense, but they have two new coordinators. They're bringing a new offense coordinator and a new defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And defensively, they drafted a lot of good players.
A lot of good players,
but
too.
But they're rookies. We don't know if they're going to pan out.
Yes, true.
So they got a lot of questions.
But that's not even the thing. That adds depth to the roster, though. That's the main thing. I understand that because they lost a starting D tackle in the 49ers. Mm-hmm. Understand that, mm-hmm. But still, they still went and picked up people besides the draft. Still went and go picked up people. Having the rookies,
they lost CJ Gardner Johnson.
Okay,
he went to Detroit.
Okay.
That's cool.
That's minus 5 or 6 wins for him.
Philly has always had a deep roster. Now you can't say that. Maybe that takes away your depth, because you're talking the NFL. Somebody gonna get hurt.
Yeah, that's true.
You lose your corner and they linebackers are pretty shaky too. Their front four. Yeah.
Front four
is solid.
Yeah, D-line,
solid.
Yeah.
They might be top 3 or 4 in the league.
To my defense?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Their front
four. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Their corners are solid.
I think, no, overall.
The linebackers and the safeties.
Overall, they got top 5 defense.
We'll see.
They overall, we're talking about on paper. Of course, you got to see how they really play. We're talking about on paper going by, okay, the CB1, this CB2, this nose tackle 1 is 2, DN, Will. Linebacker, and you got the middle linebacker, corner safety nickel. We talking about just on paper, looking at the team, they got top five defense.
You don't win games on paper, bro.
No, you don't win games on paper, but predictions.
Okay,
but
that's my breakdown of Philly. I think they have a lot of question marks, which every NFL team does.
And another team is, you know, the team of the decade, the 80s, the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay, you want to talk 49ers? They actually won Super Bowls in the 90s, too, but okay.
But they were team decade.
The 49ers have an elite defense.
Okay.
But they are missing Nick Bosa. He hasn't signed his contract yet. So when guys hold out and they come in and sign at the last minute, what always happens?
They don't play as
good. No, someone pulls a hammy because they ain't been practicing.
Yeah.
Something like that happens. So he makes that defense special, which they have elite linebackers, and their pass rush is,
you know, they
crazy.
Got Fred Warner. Yeah. They have what's his name, Eric Armstead.
They have
Bosa if he comes back.
Their defense is legit.
Javon Kinlaw.
Okay,
very good detail.
They have the best play caller in the league.
Kyle
I don't
hear
nothing about this fool that's in Denver.
No one calls. Talk about Sean Payton.
A lot of people call.
No Sean one Payton. Calls. I so, never.
A lot of people
no call one calls Sean Payton the best offensive, the best
a lot of people do,
play
bro.
Caller.
A lot of people.
Well,
do.
A bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Anyway.
No, I'm, but you wonder who's the best play caller?
Shanahan.
I think he's in Washington. What you think?
We got the name yet. We're talking 49ers right now. Yes, I do believe that they have an elite defense. The defense can carry them. I'm worried about Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy slash Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I'm not really sold on him. He had some good games last year. He played solid. Yeah. He did. But can he do the same thing this year?
Because he had a magical season last year.
They have... Debo is the most versatile wide receiver in the league.
Yes.
He's damn near a running back. He can do everything. And he's
big, built.
Yeah, like he can run. He's more dangerous when he catches a five-yard pass than a deep pass. Yeah. He don't beat you on speed. He beat you on power.
And he beats you off.
He's bigger than most corners.
Beat you off finesse, yeah.
Yeah, he's bigger than most corners. So, and then, of course, they got a CMC who's the best fantasy running back in the league. But you got to be careful with him because you got to keep his usage rate down.
Because you know his body, he will take a toe on him.
He's in great shape, but he does pull a hamstring or
the knee. Sometimes he might be a little too strong.
Yeah.
So give me your thing. The 49ers are good. NFC 49ers
are a good team. Yes.
So as of right now, it's 2-2. You go with team by team. Let's go.
Yeah, but those two teams you just named, I think Detroit can beat those teams.
So we just ain't anything now. Okay. So we got the Minnesota Vikings.
Trash.
Can you put some analogy to that?
Kirk Cousins. That's all I got to say.
So,
do I have to say anything
else? So now we on the
Captain Kirk ain't going to take you nowhere.
So now we on the Kirk Cousins train.
They got Justin Jefferson, who's probably...
Him and Jamar Chase are the best
wide receiver. No. They went to school together. That's crazy.
And y'all, I think you're forgetting to do Juice and... Las Vegas right now? I think you're forgetting about Davante Adams.
He ain't got no quarterback.
Okay, but Davante Adams is the second best receiver in the league. We don't end up with one this.
Good luck with Jimmy G. He'll get hurt. He'll be out probably about before Halloween. He'll be hurt, I guarantee you.
Okay. He'll break something. That's not something to say.
Yeah.
That's something good to say. But, okay. And the next, so you think the Vikings are horrible?
I don't think the Vikings are very good.
Okay.
Do you think
they're going to win 10 games?
No. They got lucky in a lot of games last year. They won a lot of games, but...
They did get lucky. They got lucky.
A lot of games.
The main game they got lucky was that Bills game. Oh, my god!
When they played a good team, they got dog walk.
Dallas
beat them by like 50, it seemed like.
And they got whooped by the Giants, who about the same level as...
So they're not... Minnesota's not very good. They lost Dalvin Cook, which you don't know if that's going to hurt them a whole lot. And... They picked up a new defense coordinator, which might help them. They picked up the brother that was the head coach of the Dolphins.
Oh, we talking about what's his name? Bon Flores?
Yeah.
Defense
coordinator. That might help them, but I don't know if they got enough defensive players. But I don't think Minnesota's very good. Okay. Next.
Next, we got the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, my bad, boys.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Probably the most talented team in the NFC.
Again, we on my paper. We go my own paper.
I'm just talking talent.
Okay, on paper talent,
on
right?
Paper.
On paper, okay.
I know.
On paper don't win games, but yes, on paper, agree.
Their biggest downfall
is you know what?
Jerry Jones.
Slash.
Jerry Jones. That's where it starts.
Slash.
Listen, that's where it starts. The Dallas Cowboys, if they were allowed just to play football, they would probably go to the Super Bowl.
Don't say it, NBA. Don't say it.
You know what I'm saying? They have so many distractions. And this comes from the owner. He's always running his mouth. You know, if I was going, we were going to draft Jalen Hurts.
No, why would
say
it?
Say that, dog. You know, Hurts was that we were going to pick him. Well, Dak probably thinking, man, come on, dog.
So you tell me that you were going to draft Hurts when I was a starting quarterback.
What did he say?
But
then they picked up Trey Lance from 49ers. And the media talk about
like
kid.
He Patrick Mahomes. He's not even going to be the second string. He's going to be behind Cooper Rush. And if he's a foot of Cooper Rush, he still ain't going to play.
He still ain't going to play. That just tells you, Jerry Jones is a great salesman.
Amazing.
He's promoted his team. He's marketed his team. They're worth billions of dollars because of him. But they don't win football games.
Okay, so...
That's impressive
so,
by him.
So when I was saying Slash earlier... We all know who I was talking about.
Talking about Dak?
Yes.
Dak's one of the problems.
No, Dak is the problem. No, say what you want.
Let me talk.
Okay, continue.
They have an elite level defense. Their defense is scary good. Michael Parsons knows, boy, they can be really, really good. on paper. They do a lot of talking too sometimes.
Parsons, yeah, Parsons do.
We're
going to
be great, and we're going to be the 85 Bears.
Chill out, for real.
Yeah,
for
win some games.
For real.
Beat the Giants week one, then for talk. Real. But they have the players to do it, but they have question marks at running back. I don't care what you say.
Yeah, Tony Pollard.
Pollard.
Shit from me timbers. Come on now.
He's a great running back, but is he an every down back? Or is he just a third down
yeah,
back?
Oh, yeah, it's a third down back just because Zeke, you know. Yeah. And so it was Timmy.
They have question marks with that. But overall, they're a good team, but they're beatable too.
They much beatable.
All that being said, those 3 or 4 teams I've talked about, Detroit can beat all those teams in the right situation. Who else you got?
Okay, let's have another team for you. This is what kind of gets a little shaky. A little shaky.
That's what I'm saying. The Saints?
We have, I just want to say the Saints.
They could be a dark horse.
So,
I can see the Saints.
But so, bait down the New Orleans Saints.
Saints they're having a great defense. One of their weaknesses, I would say, is I have a lot of question marks about their head coach, Dennis Allen. I don't know about him. I don't know too much about him. I don't know if he's can lead them anywhere. He was their defensive coordinator when the head coach was there. When Sean Payton was there.
He got
that defense to that level.
Bounty Gate?
No, before he was way after that.
Okay.
Because Sean Payton was there a long time. He just got there. Dennis Allen just got there maybe 5 years ago. So, and their defense has been good. Their offense has struggled. So now they got Derek Carr, which is an upgraded quarterback. Because last year they were playing
Jameis Winston and Trevor Siemian.
And Jameis Winston got hurt last year.
Siemian, and what a quarterback. They had Taysom Hill sometimes a quarterback too.
So they upgraded their quarterback.
Yeah.
And they do have some nice wide receivers too.
And you know, Chris Olave.
They just built wide receivers.
Then they got the slant boy. Maka Thomas.
Yeah, if he's going to come back healthy.
Been waiting for the past three years.
You know he's related to him and Keyshawn Johnson, the cousins?
It's not surprising.
That's crazy, right? Anyway, and they got Alvin Kamara when he comes back off his suspension. He got suspended for beating somebody up during the Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl
or Super Bowl.
Homeboys beat up somebody.
He got suspended. So
like
I think
games,
he got 3 or 4 games. But the Saints, they can be a dark horse in the NFC.
So now we're going to talk about 2 more NFC teams, then we're going to switch over to the other side.
Okay, let's go.
So we got the, you know, Big Apple, New York Giants. Mm-hmm. So what you think about them?
Daniel Jones makes too much money, and Saquon Barkley don't make enough money. You know, they gave Daniel Jones all that money, right, in the offseason. You know they already restructured this contract?
Because he made like $100 million.
I don't know how much it was. I want to say it was $80 million.
Nah, you should.
They restructured his contract already.
Yeah.
And he hadn't even played the game yet. They already restructured his deal. That's weird.
Anyway, that means they were giving all that money.
We want to have flexibility in case we have to make any moves. Why don't you give Saquon some of that money? But anyway, don't get me started on that. But the Giants picked up the tight end from the Raiders.
Darren Waller. And they picked up Jalin Hyatt from Tennessee, who's going to be good. They did do a good job
building up their offense. There was a weakness. They didn't have many weapons as far as wide receivers. So that part of it, I can go with. I just not sold on Daniel Jones.
That's the main thing.
Darren Waller and Jalin Hyatt and bring back Saquon, but Daniel Jones is going to play like Daniel Jones.
Let me say something, though, because who's the head coach? Brian DeBoer, right? Brian DeBoer, he puts Daniel Jones in the right places. Okay. Mm-hmm. Simple. Okay.
I got you
after this. We both know Daniel Jones is not no slinger. He's a game manager at best, literally at best. Am I right?
Yeah. And that's okay.
Okay. Daniel Jones, okay.
So Troy Aikman.
Okay. Okay. We'll make it simple for him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bubble passes. Screen passes. okay, that we get to learn a little bit of reverse passes. The simple things that fits his suit.
And that's smart.
That makes the main thing is to get your skill players, your playmakers in space. That's the main thing. You get Sterling Sharp.
Yep.
You get Jalen Hyatt when he gets going, and you get the best player on the team. Say what you want, Saquon Barkley in space. That's all Daniel Jones does. You get it don't have to be no 40, 50, 60 yard bomb. You get it within 5 yards to even pass the line of scrimmage. Let them do them.
So you that, right, so that, you
that's
like
the main thing you do. No, well, I like the Giants when Brian DeBoer puts Daniel Jones in that position. If he puts is Brian DeBoer, my
little chubby dude. With
yeah,
the ball
the, yeah, yeah, chubby, yeah, chubby
Brian
fat dude.
Something. Yeah, go ahead.
But the Giants head coach should say that.
Yeah.
If he puts Daniel Jones in the right spots in this. Exactly how he played him last year. That's how they got to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They played Daniel Jones like that all year. And the defense not bad. The defense good, too.
The defense line is strong.
The defense is good, too. So, I'm a Washington fan, but I don't like Giants. But they keep playing like... If they play like that, like how they played last year towards the back end of last year, Giants going to be a problem, man. They're going to be a problem.
You know who misses that coaching style?
Don't tell me. Ooh.
Josh Allen. That guy that's the head coach with the Giants, he was Josh Allen's offensive coordinator. And Josh Allen looked kind of shaky last year, bro. Without him.
Man, think about Josh Allen. Like, when he throws, same thing with Prescott. When he throws a pick, it's like, what did you see in that? Like, what you see in that, man?
They don't talk about Josh Allen because he plays in Buffalo.
And no. Don't talk about Josh Allen because they're actually good. That's why.
No, I'm saying they don't talk about him making mistakes and make a big deal about it because he plays in Buffalo. If he's playing Dallas, oh my God. They'd be calling him Tony Romo. Anyway, but the next team, we won't break down the
Wait, MC. Go back to what you said about Troy Aikman. So,
Troy Aikman was a game manager.
So you think he was the best game manager
best
ever?
Best game manager? The 90s Cowboys were probably the best. They didn't have a lot of elite players on their roster. But when you put them all together, them dudes was great together.
If we're Emmitt Smith, Michael
Irvin. They were like those Spurs team with all them great role players.
Yeah, yeah. Boots Bowen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Manu and them.
They were
kind
of like that. But yeah. those dudes, when you put them all together, I'm telling you, Michael Irvin was, to me, never a great wide receiver.
He was just good.
He was a possession receiver.
Facts. Say that again. Say that again. Say that again.
You'll get mad.
Say that again. Hey, but you wanna know who has overrated? Who has overrated on that team?
Emmitt Smith.
There you go. Emmitt Smith had the best O line of all time.
Yeah.
Right in front of him. He can't get away. 4 or 5 yards, not even till contact.
That's okay.
Some games it was not 7 games.
Yeah.
Dog. I'm taking Bailey Sanders. I'll take business every time of the day.
But that's okay to have a team like that. They were a great team.
Team.
And they won.
That's why it's
Super
a team sport, not no individual sport.
Jerry Jones.
Again. With Jimmy Johnson. Yeah, Jimmy Johnson left because Jerry Jones started talking crazy. What did he say again?
He said, I can get anybody to coach this team.
Jimmy Johnson, I'm out of here.
Okay.
Because I haven't won none ever since. And when Jack.
No, they actually won Super Bowl after they got rid of Jimmy. That Barry Switzer.
Oh, my bad.
You
right.
Won a Super Bowl.
You right.
A couple years later.
You right.
He got arrested for gun possession. You got to bring a gun on the airport. Anyway.
That's a Cowboy
moment.
Is
that all the NFC teams you want to talk about?
Yeah, now let's get into the, I hate to say it, but the better conference as of right now.
Okay.
We have the Cincinnati Bengals. Give me your rundown on that NFL team right now.
Bengals have a shaky defense.
Yeah. I'll give you one
they
of that facts.
Possibly... More weapons on offense than anybody in the league.
Okay. All right. Just pause.
And their offensive line is getting better.
Let's pause. Talk about that. Got Jamar Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Top five minimum if you hate him. Top five minimum receiver in the league.
Yeah, he's higher than that.
Got, like I said, I agree. Top five even if you hate him. Top three if you like him. T. Higgins.
Yeah, great wide receiver.
Tyler Boyd.
Good slot receiver.
And one receiver, I can't think of his name. But those three right there. T. Higgins is about 6'4", 6'5". He's probably, in my opinion, he's one of the best red zone threats in the league right now.
Mm-hmm.
You throw it up to him, get this, corners are short. Most corners are, you'd be lucky to find a corner who's 6'2".
And don't forget about Joe Mixon
and running back. Joe Mixon, that running back, and he's a great receiving back.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. I mean.
And their offensive line's better this year.
Well, we said the same thing last year.
I said it was great.
So the same thing. I'm talking about the same words, saying. They had a better O-line. That's not great. I mean, all you need is a respectable O-line in the NFL.
Hey,
that's all you need.
Say what you want about the O-line, but they went to Super Bowl a couple years ago, and then last year they went to the AFC Championship
game. And they lost them that game.
So they were there.
O-line lost them that Super Bowl. We can tell you.
So I can go with Cincinnati being definitely one that... It's tough to pick these AFC teams. I can go with Cincinnati possibly coming out of the AFC.
No, okay. So, no, I just want to know if you... If, I just want you to tell me if you think they're a really good team.
Yes, they are.
Okay. So now, next, I want you to tell me about the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, the Chiefs.
You know, the so-called dynasty.
The Chiefs,
but yeah, they probably are.
They've been to 3 Super Bowls in 5 years and won 2 of them.
Yeah.
If they win again this year, they are officially a dynasty, in my opinion.
Okay.
They got the best quarterback. When he gets done, if he stays healthy, he might be the best quarterback ever.
Well...
When he gets done with his career?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. How many rings Brady got?
I'm just saying, who's the better overall quarterback right now?
I'm saying, I mean, who's the best overall winner?
Okay. That's why I said when he gets done with his career.
That's true.
And we'll half see. Of those Super Bowls that Tom Brady had, they cheated. They deflated football.
You're like Brady. It's okay to say
that. They deflated football. Did they record practice? They cheated.
Okay. Do you like Brady? Be admitted.
No, I don't. But they cheated for half their Super Bowls. And most of them came down to the last second. They probably shouldn't even want them.
I can't agree with you because on that Rams, that first Rams Super Bowl, they should have lost that one.
That's the one they were cheating.
Yeah, and they got lucky in that Panther Super Bowl. You remember? Panther would beat them boys,
Falk said he came up to the line. He said they were lined up. And the linebackers were yelling out their plays. He knew they knew what plays they was called because they had their practice record. They were cheating. Spygate. I'm telling you, Tony Dungy said when they would go play in New England, he wouldn't talk to his coaches in the locker room. He thought the locker room was bug.
Yeah.
He would go out in the hallway and talk to his coaches.
Ain't that sad?
Sopranos.
Tony Soprano. Ain't that Tony Soprano?
Forget about it.
It was that iron and waste management. He said, even doing the waste management business, ain't one suit your mouth up. Yeah. All right, I can tell you though. All right, how about the Buffalo Bills?
Oh, one more thing on Kansas City. They need to get Chris Jones signed.
Because he's a humongous
Patrick Mahomes and all these guys, but if you don't be able to stop that run or pass, because Chris Jones stops the run and sacks the quarterback.
Ain't gonna be.
He's probably... He might be the best D lineman in the league. He's top three.
Let's have a very civilized, conversation about this. So you think Chris Jones is the best D lineman in general?
I'd say quite possibly.
So you think
he's top three.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna give you some names. Cameron Hayward.
He's better than him.
Jonathan Allen.
He's better than Jonathan Allen. I think De'Ron Payne might be better than Jonathan Allen. That's not saying.
Sometimes I want to have just a civil conversation with you. Then you say stuff like that. All right, come on.
What's wrong with that?
Because that's crazy to say.
Why is that crazy?
That's okay. Continue though. Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald.
Come on, because I know he's not his prime, but he dealt with Donald. Okay, come on. I'll let you talk.
Got the team around me, I would take Aaron Donald over all these
So
guys.
You think Aaron Donald is the best D-line in the league?
I still give it to Aaron Donald.
And you give Chris Jones
number two.
Okay, DeForest Buckner.
DeForest Buckner, where is he at now? In the Indy?
Yeah, still in the Indy, yeah.
No, I don't. He's top five, I guess.
Kenny Clark.
No.
And last one, Grady Jarrett.
Grady Jarrett, he's not with the Falcons anymore, is he? He was.
He was, yeah. But but you're gonna say he's not, right?
No, he's not up there.
All right, so you think he's not. Okay, so we done that civil conversation.
Detroit, like I said about Kansas City, they need to get him signed.
Take care of that contract.
Oh, we still got Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes don't play defense.
Exactly. He don't play both sides of the ball. Fact. Hey, it's two sides of the ball. There ain't one.
Yeah,
it's two.
So believe me, if you don't have any defense, they won't be able to go back to the Super Bowl. So they're gonna have to get that fixed. And we're gonna see if they're gonna have the same offense. Let's see how much of
a big difference Eric Bieniemy was to see because any week we're gonna be calling plays.
They picked up another offensive coordinator.
Yeah, but
that was there before they brought him in. He was there actually last year. He had got fired. He was the head coach. Can't remember where he was at, but he got fired, and then they brought him back in. See, he was already there before, so
okay,
he'll be there.
Before we continue this,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to say that it's 10-16 on September 4th, and Duke's still beating Clemson 21-7 with 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. So that's crazy.
I told you Clemson's defense is gonna have to score, and they couldn't do it.
But it game far from over though.
Same old Clemson.
But all right, let's continue. The Bills. What you think about the Bills?
I think the Bills are going to. I think the Bills. They're going to struggle to make the playoffs this year. You know why? That division they're in is tough, bro. They got the Jets over there, who I think is going to be good. They have the Miami Dolphins over there, who I think is going to be good. And New England sucks.
No, New England is respectable. They're not. Okay. They don't suck. But
six wins.
But they're not. Okay. Six wins. Okay, bro.
So
how many wins? How many wins you got to have to be respectable, in your opinion?
At least you got to go over eight. At least win half your games.
Okay.
Which now there's no half because we got an odd number of games.
You should have kept it the same.
No more going 500.
There's no point.
No one can go 500.
Yeah, literally. Anymore. It's weird.
But anyway, so it's going to be tough for them to make a division, to make the playoffs this year. I'm telling you, if Tua, they need to put a big soft pillow around Tua's head. Around his that way if he falls, he can have some extra cushion in case he don't get no concussion. Because he's another guy that he's like he can be a game manager and win the Super Bowl because they got the weapons.
Dog,
get the ball to your playmakers.
I hate to say this. Okay, honestly, if I'm being dead honest, I already know about Tua, man. Because people are like, okay, he's not a great quarterback, but he's not horrible.
No, he's not.
But he could be a game manager. You're right. He could possibly be a game manager, but he does head scratching stuff, man.
You want to be
a, he does want, really bad. And he does have an arm. He got a Drew Brees last year type arm. He doesn't have an arm at all.
That's why he really.
And he's him. Left arm, so that's automatically a no.
He looked like he bulked up. What's name say he looked like a stripper? Remember Ryan Clark?
So you bulking up makes you like a stripper?
No. He said, Ryan Clark said he put weight on. He didn't say he put on muscle. He said he put weight on. He said he looked thick. Pause. That's what Ryan Clark said about my man. He said he looks thick like he works at Club Onyx down in Atlanta. That's what he said. You didn't hear about that?
Nah, so you tell me he Big Woody Judy now?
That's what he said. That's exactly what he said. So
damn,
he did look little thicker than what he has in the past.
He looked thick. He
put some weight on to take some more of that punishment from those guys.
Ball, pause, man. Jeez, take some more punishment from guys.
Hey, wow. That's what he put the weight on for, man. Right. You gotta be preparing yourself for the situation you're gonna put yourself in.
Wow.
Let's get to the next team.
All right. One of the last teams, Jets.
Watching the Hard Knocks has been very interesting. I like watching that. Aaron Rodgers seems like a really nice guy. Yeah. Maybe he was just tired of Green Bay because he looked like real grumpy. He was with Green Bay. Maybe he was in a bad marriage over there and he got tired of them. So now he's happy again. He's with the Jets, and I think that if their offensive line
can get straight,
can be decent. They already have an elite defense. The Jets can be a problem in the AFC. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be tough for the Bills. Who else you got?
Okay, we got the Dolphins next.
Dolphins. We just broke them down. The Dolphins are going to be legit, too. Their defense is much better. But they lost a corner they just picked up from the Rams.
Jalen Ramsey.
He's going to be out for like 6 weeks.
Man.
I think he had ligament damage, so that might hurt them. But they got a lot of players on offense and defense. I think they'll be just fine.
And the last team we're going to talk about for the AFC.
I like close, too.
And the last team we're going to talk about for the AFC is the Baltimore Ravens. What do you think about them?
My boy Lamar Jackson got his money. Finally got some weapons on the outside to throw the ball to.
Yeah, Zay Flowers, OBJ, and et cetera, with Mark Andrews.
Yes, and they got a brand new offense. No more of that high school offense they were running before.
Yeah, that full house.
So now they're gonna be throwing the ball a lot more, and I got Lamar as a dark horse to win the MVP this year. So I can see Baltimore doing some big things. I like Lamar Jackson. I like the way they play ball in Baltimore, so I can see Baltimore being an elite team in the secondary kind of scares me though.
Very much. That defense hasn't been the same ever since they lost against the Titans in the playoff game. Remember?
They lost their best corner. Can't think of name top of my head.
Marlon Humphrey.
He's going to be out for a little bit. I think he got hurt too. So.
And as of right now, that will be the final topic we talk about. That'll be in the podcast. But I would like to report Duke is up 28-7.
It's over. Clemson. Why are you talking about that game?
With 2 minutes left.
It's a wrap.
It's over now. So now.
The Clemson Duke game is over just like our podcast is over.
All right, man.
That gave you an hour of goodness. We talk. Man, we got a lot done in that hour, man.
A lot of college and
some pros. So,
next
week we'll have time to talk about the week one
in
the books.
Yep.
And and the longer they've been on beat Alabama, so we can talk about that.
Now that's what I say. Quentin, you was going to throw for about 350, three touchdowns, and I think Xavier Woodson got how about a 110 yards, about two TDs. Yards. Yeah, about 110, something like that.
Okay.
And, you know, Milvoe, that random quarterback
okay.
from Bama.
Okay.
I'm joking. I'm joking. It's going to be a good game, but I do think we're going to win, though. Yeah.